Roland Martin.
You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
Roland Martin brought to you by General Motors, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Style, technology, and heritage come together to create a bold new icon, the 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Find new roads. From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, folks, good morning. Tom, do you remember the interview we did last year with the UCLA professor, Dr. Christian Head? He filed a lawsuit, and he said that he talked about racism, and they even had a gorilla being sodomized by his white boss. It was in a slideshow, and we talked about his story. Well, he settled with the university for $4.5 million.
Good for him.
Obviously, a huge settlement there. But it continues in terms of what's happening in terms of allegations of racism by employees there at UCLA. And joining us right now is Ron Hasson. He's with the NAACP, the California State Conference. He's also president of the Beverly Hills Hollywood NAACP chapter. And Ron, good morning. You guys are involved in trying to get more attention to what is happening at UCLA because other employees stepped up after a survey was done to talk about a significant racist climate where the people who committed all these kind of different acts weren't even punished.
Certainly. UCLA, being the large institution that it is, and where many African Americans across the United States have attended, has had very shoddy or what we would consider poor systems put in place in which to actually punish individuals who are involved in acts of discrimination. The system basically looks at trying to talk to and resolve the case at a lower level as opposed to actually thoroughly investigating the incident and then creating justice. In particular, the case dealing with the doctor, neither of the professors, the other teachers that was involved in it, has been punished to any degree.
So the folks who cost the university and the taxpayers of California $4.5 million, who put this into the slideshow, weren't punished. Nothing against them, and as if nothing just happened. So go right ahead, and it's all good.
That's true. In fact, for up until the time of the settlement of the lawsuit, UCLA denied that the incident ever occurred. Denied that there was any involvement on the part of their teachers, and only in the fact that that memos and other documents were brought forward that they finally realized finally agreed on the settlement indicating their guilt.
So, Roland,
no consequences for the actions?
It was. Let me get this straight. If the slide was of a gorilla being sodomized by one of the white employees.
Correct.
And nothing was done except they settled for $4.5 million. But
these jokesters didn't pay any price for this.
They paid no price whatsoever. Actually,
UCLA.
Yeah, the citizens are the ones that pay because, in fact, $4.5 million is taxable money, which we as residents of California find ourselves paying for.
Hey, so Ron, the NAACP, the UCLA Black Alumni, as well as the UCLA African Student Union, you guys want California Attorney General Kamala Harris to take this to the next level and actually launch a full-scale investigation, independent investigation, to investigate discrimination and retaliation there over the past decade?
Absolutely. It's necessary that we elevate this to that level because it appears that the university has now paid the money, are bringing the teachers back and putting them back into the system that did the discrimination, and have basically swept it under the rug and are ready to move forward. This atmosphere is not conducive for students and employees to continually attend UCLA. So we believe that the NAACP believe that it's necessary for us to elevate this action on behalf of the students and on behalf of all citizens in the university.
Well, keep swinging away. I mean, look, you got some talented brothers and sisters working there, and certainly if there's a racially hostile environment, the folks need to be punished for that. And as you say, when you sue, that's taxpayer money, folks. $4.5 million. Somebody has to pay for that. Ron Hassan, NAACP. We certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.